Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great Egg in Holdridge, always the place to go for everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years in business. You can always reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris, and as always, mention the ticket. Update on the berry pepper. It's getting more eatable now. It's always been edible. So I just think they were eatable because it's getting less frozen. You spilled an entire hunk on the floor of ice.
Eatable is what you're going with.
I said eatable, because edible. It's always been edible. It's just been hard to eat.
The berry pepper is very...
Oh, it's so sugary and delicious, and yes. I love it.
Yes, we've been fortunate today.
Yeah, two of them.
Yes, that Greg, Missing Tooth Greg, brought his version in, which he tested out today. God bless him. And Bill's... It's not Bill's concoction. It's the concoction up in Creighton.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Brought in by the Shin Daddy. And Tamara.
Yeah, if you think it was just Shin Daddy was in the building. Bella has photo evidence that Shin Daddy and Tamara were
here
yesterday. Yeah.
He was here. I'm just not ready for that. I'm not, and I'm glad I wasn't here. It would have been too much for me.
Because you forgot you met him already.
Stop. Okay, now what do you got going here?
Well, it's about time for Bill's Thrills.
Okay.
Ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, Bill is not here, obviously.
Bill is gone today. I imagine he'll be back on Monday.
He is back on Tuesday.
Okay.
Just so you know, Bill, yeah. Bill is back on Tuesday.
Back on Tuesday. Programming notes.
So.
We will be here on Monday.
I'll be here. You'll be here.
Ben
will be here.
Bella
will be here.
We'll all be here on Monday.
The gang will all be here besides Bill, but the whole gang here on Tuesday.
Okay,
it is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else... He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs to plan your future. What are you laughing about?
Just keep going.
What are you laughing
Nothing.
At?
Nothing. Nothing.
What are you laughing
going.
At?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay, well, I don't know what you're laughing at. Now I'm going to be self-conscious over
don't
here.
Don't pee.
Fridays, when Bill is here, are Wish I Was There Friday. So it always goes back to better times, right?
Usually.
No.
No, always.
No.
You're correct.
I'll tell you right now. We are going back. Now, I was not alive during this. Obviously, I was not. That's why I wish I was there.
This is
I've got some audio for you here.
This is interesting.
Yeah, I took this seriously today.
You did. Bill would be proud of you.
He would be. I'm not playing a clip from this event. I'm going to play something that was recent. We're going back to that time.
Okay.
Larry Zonka, Miami Dolphin great, part of the only, the one and only undefeated perfect team in the history of the NFL.
Right.
The 1972 Miami Dolphins. You recall that game they beat the... Then Redskins 14-7
okay.
to clinch the undefeated season.
Okay.
Now, there's been some questioning about what's the greatest team of all time.
Sure.
A lot of times people say it's still the 07 Patriots, who went 18-1, lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. Now, there's been lists that come out every year about what's the best team, and Dolphins of the past, who are still around, still alive, say, why would it not be us?
Undefeated.
We were the only undefeated team ever.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, Larry Zonka was met by some reporters in Miami who brought up this the most recent list, I think by ESPN from last year, where they put the Dolphins like number 5 or 6 best all time. Again, the only undefeated team ever.
What did Zonk think of this?
Well, what did Zonk think about this? Why don't you hear what Zonk thought about this? This is from Larry Zonka in recent weeks.
Greatest team. We took the damn thing. Right.
That's what
happened.
I'm asking you.
I'm tired of people telling me how they named us. They named us. We took it. I don't have any emotional response.
No, well, obviously, you're aware there have been some rankings that did not have you number one. Were you at all surprised that you were number one this time?
No. I'm not surprised.
I'm sure you felt you deserved to be number one.
Fellas, you're missing the whole point. It's a team sport. When you achieve perfection, there is no single entity that leads in that respect. You don't have the leading rusher. You might not have the leading wide receiver. You might not have the leading tackler in the game. The fact of the matter is that you concentrate more on winning than individual performance. So when you talk about great entities in the league, those are detrimental to the winning aspect because you become one-dimensional. So if you all work together and don't let your egos get in the way, which is easy when Shula has his foot up your butt, then and only then, you may attain a perfect season.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That was beautiful.
There's a lot of people in the area. That's why it was rough audio. But Larry Zonka is bothered by the fact that the Dolphins aren't always considered the best team of all time. I wish I was there in 1972 to watch the undefeated Dolphins clinch the only, at that point, and now still, undefeated season in the history of the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys still around. They pop the champagne every single year. That the last team that's undefeated loses. It's a team thing. Mercury Morris, you know, popping the champagne. I mean, a lot of those guys have passed on. That was 52 years ago in the NFL.
They emphasized team. That's partially what made them great. You heard Zonka. That was what I got out of that was
early on.
Well, no, what I got out of that was His emphasis on team, the team element, that it wasn't, it's not, you don't hear a lot of talk about individuals on that team. You know, you really don't. I mean, they had a lot of great ones. Warfield, Zonka, quarterback was Greasy.
Mercury Morris.
Very good. But you know, they weren't defined by a player or two.
What did we talk about the other day? They had the no-name defense.
Right. So the no-name defense, along with an offense, it wasn't like it was devoid of stars, because Warfield was a star, right?
Yes.
But you don't, like, when you talk about that team, Warfield doesn't dominate the conversation, nor does Greasy. They don't. It was a team. That was an amazing team. My Raiders teams were like that, by the way.
You were around to see them. Dolphins.
Wait a second.
You were a young pup.
1972? Yeah, I had a Mercury Morris.
6 years old, maybe?
Yeah, I had a Mercury Morris framed poster in my room.
Yet you weren't a Dolphins fan.
No, but I like Mercury Morris.
We could have had this bond of Dolphins fandom our whole lives and the misery of 24 years of no playoff wins.
But yeah, for some reason, as a child, I had a framed Mercury Morris poster. It wasn't just a poster. It was framed. It had a black frame around it.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
I would take it off your hands
if you
found it.
I know you would. I don't think it's around anymore.
Does your mom have it in, you know, Florida somewhere? Does Marty have it in Florida? Marty, please send me the...
I don't think
so. I'd like to claim the Mercury Morris framed picture.
I think it's gone. I had a Ralph Garr poster. You have no idea who Ralph Garr is.
I don't know that. No, Ralph Garr.
Played for the Chicago White Sox. I don't know why I had a Ralph Garr poster. Ralph Garr was not exactly Willie Mays. But anyway. Yeah, that was... Where'd you come up with that audio? Well,
I saw it on Twitter yesterday. I said, this is perfect timing. I could do... Wish I was there. 1972 Dolphins undefeated. Larry Zonk is talking about it. He's pissed.
You wish.
For not being the top team ever on these lists.
You wish you could have been there.
I wish I could have seen, you know, this was early in the days of the NFL when it actually was the NFL. It's what, the fourth, fifth Euros around.
When it was the actual?
It wasn't the AFL. It was the NFL. Oh. When the Super Bowl I was in the late 60s.
Okay.
This is the Super Bowl V or whatever it is. Yeah. I forget. I should know that off the top of my head.
Yeah, I got you.
So you would think at some point, hey, this will happen again.
Nope.
This is early. I mean, this is the fifth ever Super Bowl.
Never.
It's going to happen again. It's happened. It got close one time when the Patriots got upset by the Giants in 07. Other than that, it's not really been close ever an undefeated season.
So do you agree that, with the concept or the notion that any list of the NFL's all-time best teams has to begin with the 72 Dolphins? Has to be number one.
I will listen to people's arguments for why the team should be better. I mean, that Patriots team was ridiculous. It was, you know, Randy Moss was amazing. Obviously, the tight ends were incredible for the Patriots. It was the defense was awesome. Yes, they deserve to be in the conversation, and they very well might be the best team, but you cannot disrespect the 17-0 Miami Dolphins.
How much of it comes down to, how much of the argument is, if you line the teams up, who would win?
It's not fair. It's 40 years apart in terms of when they played.
I don't do that. I hope that's
the game was different back then. Right. It's different now.
Right. We get into that in college football sometimes, and we do that with Nebraska discussions with the 95, 97, et cetera. If you lined them up against another team, how would that look? I don't know. It's hard to do that. It's hard to have that conversation. I think that if you have a list of the best NFL teams of all time, it has to start with the only undefeated team.
Thank you for that.
I believe that. The only undefeated
I should have had the fight song up, but I don't have it there at this moment. It's just me making me weep over here. Tears of joy. Vouching.
Zonk.
He's vouching for the Dolphins.
Yeah,
over here.
I mean, they have to be. They're the only ones to do it. So, yeah. I think that has, and they were a great team.
Was that a fair Bills Thrills? Wish I was there.
I was.
I had some audio from Larry.
I never would have dreamed you were coming with some Zonka.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some Zonka audio from, it sounds like a party.
No, they were, I think they were by the stadium, and the Dolphin Stadium. And I get a group of reporters there, some sort of fan operation.
Fan fest
or something like that. And so obviously a lot of people around. That's why it was a little hard to hear.
Zonka is still lucid.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
He is. I mean, because he would be in his 70s for sure, right?
Yeah, he's upper 70s.
Upper 70. Sounds great.
Sanderson says, well done, Jake. That was a good one. Also says, Zonka and these guys have always annoyed the hell out of me, but that was a great speech.
They're
by Larry.
Kind of annoying.
They're annoying, though.
Yeah, they are kind of annoying. They run in a pack, right?
Maybe I should start popping champagne when the last team loses, too, like the Dolphins do. Every time the last undefeated team loses in the season,
you should.
The Dolphins of 72 pop champagne bottles. Why should I not do that?
Get a champagne bottle ready this year and pop it at home.
I'll do that.
Do it.
I'll do that.
Or if you want to bring it in here, it might be kind of fun to do it on the show. Jake, something to think about. I bet you Bill would be supportive of that.
By the way, it sounds like 8 Hall of Famers came from that team.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Team. I just like to, you got to keep, that's the emphasis. That's what I got from Zonka. In fact, I'll remember that spiel for a long time. That was good. That was good.
I'm glad I brought that. That audio was from yesterday. I mean, I don't know when it appeared yesterday.
The one thing I'd say about that conversation, and I wonder what Bill would say to this and what people my age would say. The name that was most dominant in that conversation, Shula. It's Shula. When I think
one of the greatest coaches in the history of football.
Yeah,
when
I think of that team. Now, this is, you do this a lot in sports. You think of the coach first. There's such a coaching culture in this country, right?
Yes.
And when I think of that team, my first thought goes to Shula.
That's a good person to go to.
Yeah.
He led an absolutely wonderful team.
Right.
And had success there for a long, long time. All right. That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Please give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are 2-2 on the week, Sip. This is to clinch the winning week.
Yeah, real quick before we get into the game show, I know I got ADD here, but Phil Steele magazine out today.
Okay, well, we'll look at that for Monday.
I think you can go get them in your local stores.
Thank you. I will make sure we have one for both of us, and we'll have one for Bill, obviously, when he gets back Tuesday.
They cost about $21.
That's fine. Yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
Today's topic is a person you like as an actor, Sip, for Film Friday. Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman.
I do like Bateman.
Trivia today. If you can know your Jason Bateman movies or TV shows, give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, we got a surprise guest view to be your lifeline. Bella, that microphone's not working. Use that one right there. Yeah, perfect. We got Bella with us.
Isabella is here.
Yes. Sorry, the music's loud. How do you feel today about Jason Bateman's
step? Isabella, you're going to do this?
Yeah, you need a lifeline. Bill's not here. I'm like the backup.
You are the backup. You are a very speedy backup.
Thank you.
Now, how do you, like... How familiar are you with Jason Bateman?
Like, I don't know, average?
Okay,
average. Like, how familiar are you? Above average?
Average. I mean, I loved him in Ozark.
Okay, me too.
Did you?
Don't
say that. Wait, okay, don't talk about it because...
Yeah, that could be part of the trivia.
I just figured it wouldn't be. But, so you were an Ozark fan.
Yeah, and he voices a character in one of my favorite movies. I don't want to say it.
Don't say it out loud. Okay, we've got Paul. Paul, how do you feel today about Jason Bateman... movies or TV shows?
I'm in so much trouble.
He's in trouble.
Paul, you're not in that much trouble, I don't think. Bella says she felt average. I feel average, so you're all right. Let's give it a whirl.
Let's go to the contest. Bella will be in for Bill for Lifeline for Sip.
Yeah.
One question.
Yes.
Paul, first question to you. What is Jason Bateman's character name in the popular Netflix series Ozark? What was his character name?
Well, like I said, I'm in so much trouble. How about Jim?
Is it Jim? No.
Because I got Wendy, and his name has escaped me, so I'm going to use Isabella here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
His name is Marty Bird.
Marty Bird!
Brilliant!
Marty Bird is incredible. Good job.
Marty Bird.
Thank you.
All right, so Bella has... You can say Bella, but you can't help out anymore.
Okay.
But you got the question right.
Thank you.
Marty Bird would be proud of you because he's a problem solver.
He is. Yeah. Thank you.
Loves
That's a
Marty
great
Bird.
Compliment. Wow.
Yeah. You are. You solved a problem, Bella.
Just stay out of the cartel stuff, you know? Take clear of that.
Oh, I was going to. I won't.
Find a better partner than he found in Wendy.
Yeah.
Boy, that scene. How about the scene in front of the psychologist when they both lose it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
When they both lose it.
They both paid her off.
They both paid her off.
That was the best. Okay, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Sorry. Jake, good job. They both paid.
That's like when you and Jake fight.
Yeah. All right, Sip. Over to you. Okay. You're on your own now. Bella's helped you out. 1-0 lead.
All right.
In what popular TV series did Jason Bateman play the character of Michael Bluth, who takes over the family business when his father is imprisoned?
I don't know this one because I know he was in a popular TV series, but I don't watch TV series. I think, but that said, it seems like I can almost get this.
Give it a shot.
Yeah. In Living Color.
In Living Color.
Is that terrible?
It's not right. It's not the one.
Is that not right,
Ben? That's not the one. Paul, do you want to steal that or let that go?
I'm going to have to steal because, I mean, I'm behind. Is it Arrested Development?
Brilliant!
It is Arrested Development. So we got steals on both of the questions so far. Paul, back to you for the 2-1 lead. Last question. In what 2011 movie does Jason Bateman star with Jason Sudeikis and Charlie Day as three friends who conspire to murder their higher-ups when they realize they are standing in the way of their happiness?
That's an interesting movie.
I think there's a couple of them.
Horrible Bosses?
Is it Horrible Bosses? Brilliant. I think there's a second. I think there's two Horrible Bosses, I believe, movie.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill, sorry, not Bill. Sip. Bella, Bill, yep. Paul, Sip.
It's all right.
Sip, back to you. And Bella, can I help you? You've down 2-1 as you're eating your berry pepper over here. You're smacking on the microphone. In Ozark, which you love, Jason Bateman's character, Marty Bird, has two kids. His son's name is Jonah. What was his daughter's name?
You're going to do this to me.
It's a show that you love.
I know.
Jonah,
you know what?
Was the son.
And I've went through the episode. I'm going to say 7 times, and I'm not going to get this. Jonah?
Yeah, what was the
Jonah?
Daughter's name? Yeah.
I can hear Marty's voice in my head.
What's he saying to you?
Jonah. Unfortunately, he's not saying his daughter's name.
Marty, come on, give me that
Jonah?
Name.
I can taste the bagels.
5 seconds here.
Paul
can taste the bagels, he said.
You can taste them.
5 seconds, need a name. 5.
Julia.
That's a good guess.
For the win.
That would be Charlotte.
Did you know?
No, I didn't know.
You forgot
to. I didn't know.
Yeah, Charlotte. I believe that Ruth is played by a person named Julie in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, there's kind
Ruth
of a
is my favorite character of all time.
She's a great character. She's a great character.
God, Charlotte. I should have got it.
You should have.
I can hear Wendy saying.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, Bella got the one question right today. Just saying. Would you have had Charlotte?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. It's been Charlotte. A while. Okay. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too.
I wouldn't have had Jonah either.
I don't think I would have got it right either.
It's sort of ridiculous that I have forgotten those, given how much energy I spent on that
you
show.
You did. Yeah, you did.
The movie I was talking about, Zootopia.
Okay.
Yeah, you've seen that?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, good. Jake's a dad now. I know your kid is really young, but
yeah, she's 2 months old.
Scotland.
Show Scotland Zootopia. It's a great movie.
Oh, this is the animated one you said.
Animated, okay. But right. Like adults will like it.
Okay, yeah. Zootopia.
I'll tell you, the Bateman movie that goes, it's a little underrated, I think, is The Gift. Have you ever, it's creepy. It's interesting.
He can play a creepy character.
He can.
He's funny, but he can play creepy.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
He's versatile.
He plays, there's really two creepy actors in The Gift, but he plays one well. It's interesting.
I think he was also in Juno. He was creepy in Juno also.
Yeah, he's a freaky actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Ozark was strangely, like, his performance in that was incredible, I thought.
Mm-hmm. I thought so, too.
Well, Bella, thank you for helping at least get a question right.
And Bella,
Paul,
good job.
Paul, if you're still there,
guys.
Congrats. We'll get you bagels. Calling down the road, Paul. Nice try today. Or nice win today. So, all right. 2-3 a week. The heater's kind of cooled off.
Yeah.
But, still, the record is very strong, 92-77 overall.
Thanks to Shin Daddy and Tamara for the berry peppers.
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah.
I have not finished mine yet, but I will during the break, I think.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
We had a lot of treats. You had donuts today. You had berry pepper. It was a great Friday there.
I had half a donut, by the way.
Why just a half?
I'm just trying to watch you a little bit.
No, that's not how we do this. It's Friday.
No, that's not how you do it. I know that.
eat all you want.
Yeah. The devil.
Eat, drink, and be
the devil to my right.
been called worse than that. When we come back, the spillover on Earlier Break on the Ticket.
Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.